Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Good morning, Jerrica.
Morning, Joan. Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Thank you. How about you?
Very, very well. Thank you. Very refreshed from a jollies.
I was going to say, you look absolutely wonderful.
Yes, I've had a facial covering.
Yes.
It's a new thing. It's literally where you get the skin of a young person placed over your own.
Yes, well, that sounds wonderful.
I mean, it sounds awful. It's usually people who've been in a road accident and what have you.
Well, it's a donor card thing now, isn't
it? Yes, facial donors.
Yes, facial donors, increasingly popular. And why not? Goodness sake, you know, a lot of very attractive young people that get sadly mown down on our roads. And why not reuse their gorgeous faces? And here we are, Joan, looking absolutely radiant.
Yes, and apparently sometimes you can get the personality of them as well, usually more if it's an organ.
Do you think that's happened here?
Well, I don't know, but the skin is an organ, actually.
Yes, it is.
It's a very big organ.
It's a huge, huge organ. Mm.
And mine's feeling big, fresh and tasty.
And yours has got juicier.
Yes!
Yes, it's been away. Wonderful. Well, it's made you very cheerful, Joan, which is wonderful to see, because you've been a bit down in the dumps, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I've put a stop to the divorce proceedings with Ralph.
Oh.
I had a bit of an epiphany on the plane down from Edinburgh.
Oh, yes.
Well, my private jet.
Yes. Well, you've got to get about.
Yes. And the pilot was actually a Buddhist.
Oh.
And I found him very calming.
Right.
And we sort of talked things through and how, obviously, Ralph was likely to transition, not sexually, but onto the next life at some point soon.
And, oh, yes.
And probably better just to let nature take its course. And,
oh, yes.
Rather than thrusting divorce papers in his comatosed face.
Yes, you know? And there was a problem with how you would make the hand touch the pen and...
Yes, I mean, I could have forced his signature. And
weren't they going to sort of defibrillate him back to...
They were going to spasm him awake just enough to do the scroll.
Was it the whole body or just the hand and arm?
Just the hand. They can actually isolate the hand.
It's wonderful.
I wasn't sure in the end.
No. No, well, fair enough. Do you sit up front with this Buddhist pilot?
I do. I always prefer in planes to be up front.
Yes.
I'll call me a control freak, but...
Do you ever take the... what's it called?
The joystick.
Yes.
Yes. I had a little fiddle on his joystick.
Wonderful. And, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Goodness me, no. Wonderful. Wonderful. Good for you. What was his name, this...
The Buddhist?
Yes.
It was Saradhakar.
Are Buddhists circumcised, generally speaking?
Yes. He was very heavily circumcised. Apparently, poor chap, when he had it done as a baby, whoever did it, I suppose a member of the family,
it's got the mother,
confused.
I think
she got confused with the foreskin and the penis as a whole.
Right.
So poor thing was left with a peeled down little chipolata.
Oh, no.
And I think that's possibly why he became a Buddhist.
I was going to say that's probably been pivotal in the decision to switch. I imagine he was a Christian originally, was he?
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
of course,
yes.
Who isn't?
Well, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, you lose people along the way, don't you, from the faith?
Yes, from Jesus. And, you know, also it gave him the excuse to be as tubby as he was, which was a problem on the plane, I have to say.
Yes, oh dear.
Did it sort of handle because he was quite light.
Yes, I was going to say, did it list forwards?
It
therefore?
Did, it was listing quite heavily.
It's a nuisance. Anyway, you're here safe and sound now with this wonderful, fresh new face.
Yes. Shall we move on to one of our little clutch of problems?
Indeed, let's do that. Yes, help our poor...
The poor unfortunates out there in the world.
Goodness, poor old things.
Today.
Yes.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I'm 51 and have decided to become a late-onset lesbian, but I'm not that keen on ladies down belows. Does one have to perform oral sex, or is it okay just to receive it? Lucy Gogglenipe, Keswick.
Keswick. Great walking territory there,
wonderful.
Isn't it? And a perfect place for a late-onset lady to... base herself.
Yes, I find a lot of the people who live in these northern towns tend to be, well, they're sort of sort of women that don't really look in the mirror.
No, absolutely.
They're very happy to prance around on the on these hills, these fells, looking really quite ghastly in a lot of their walking gear, and really not that bothered, are they? And yet they have these huge appetites for gobbling away at each other's vaginas whenever they can.
Indeed. And all wearing these enormous bras, Joan, sort of huge. There's a great market up in that area. Well, literally a market called the Large Bra Market, which is based just outside Keswick. And if you need a big bra, if you're a D,
big burly bra,
G, H, I, J, or K cup, you'll find it in there, Joan.
And the LMNOPs.
Yes, not to mention the QRS, TUV, W, X, Y, and Z bras. And actually, the Z bra is very rare. It's the only place in the whole of the country you can get hold of a Z bra.
Yes, or a double Z bra.
Indeed, double Z, obviously, being the biggest size you can get. And some of these ladies with these enormous, gigantic boobs who would struggle for a bra in other parts of the country are indeed able to purchase one there.
Yes. I mean, they're like huge sort of tents that you could use at a festival.
Oh, yes, they're a two-man tent, Joan, essentially, joined together with a strap at the back.
And Lucy Goggle Knight herself is certainly extremely well endowed.
Yes, goodness me. And she's had to prop her boobs there up on a table in order to not fall forwards. And that's, of course, Joan, why a lot of these ladies have these very, very heavy backpacks. It's simply to balance up.
Otherwise, they would just be just flat on their face most of the time, wouldn't they? Indeed. And they're not getting around the hills.
Indeed. I mean, the other thing they do, of course, is wear these very, very long, big clown shoes to stop themselves tipping forwards.
Which, again, Lucy Goggle Knight is wearing in the photos. It's essentially, she's enclosed this picture of herself topless with the big clown shoes, just a big pair of pants and a hat. A curious looking woman.
But not keen on this gobbling downstairs.
No. So rather selfish, though, sort of expecting to receive oral sex and not willing to get her face amongst all that.
Get her face dirty.
Well, is it okay? Not really. And I think she's saying in her longer letter she's not met anybody. Well, I'm not surprised.
No.
Okay, you've got the giant boobs, but they're not the nicest boobs I've ever seen.
They're very
covered in hair.
Veiny, aren't they, as well, Joan? And the nipples are very odd shape, aren't they? That's, I don't know, sort of torpedo nipple, would you call that?
It's a bit like sort of King Kong's fingers, really.
Yes, with a sort of sharp bit on the end, almost like a nail. I don't know what's going
on there. Well, there are those cases of these late onset lesbians where the nipple does become a nail.
Right, so it actually calcifies and becomes a sort of,
like these sort of angry claws.
Yes.
Who've sort of enraged at their heterosexual failures, they develop these attacking breasts.
Very dangerous, actually.
Yes, I mean, she could use these hairy claw boobs as some sort of gimmick to attract somebody.
Yes.
I mean, the other thing that's a bit nasty is that Lucy Goggle Knight says in her longer letter that she's had persistent thrush for the past 26 years.
Well, that's not unusual, of course, Joan, with a lady of this age and leaning. You know, there's a terrible disposition here to be very thrushy and often throughout the whole body, Joan, not just the vaginal area, but
thrushy tum
and thrushy thighs and a thrushy mouth
and the thrushy eyes.
Yes, oh dear, this is you need to be bathing in yogurt, really, don't you, if it's gone this far.
Absolutely, 24/7. But I think that much as lesbians don't mind, you know, they're not fussy about vaginas, they'll take anything they can get, but I don't know how many people are going to want to be gobbling away at this really sour fungal
creature.
Yes.
No, and I mean, all I can suggest perhaps is, you know, of course, Cleopatra, didn't she famously bathed in ass's milk? She had a terrible vaginal thrush that kept coming back, and this was the only way she could control it. Perhaps Lucy Goggle Knight, you could do the same with, you know, dig a hole in your garden and fill it with yogurt.
Yes.
And get in there every day.
Absolutely.
Hope that's helpful. Very best of luck.
Best of luck. Dear Joan and Jerrica, to all intents and purposes, myself and my husband get on well, except that he says he wishes I was a man. We only have sex in the dark, and I often can't find him. When I do, he insists on only entering me from behind and can only ejaculate if I grunt. Friends have suggested he might be a homosexual, and although I found a lot of pornography on his computer,
involving men having sex with each other, he assures me he isn't. Most evenings, he takes the dog out on Hampstead Heath till midnight and then returns with bloodied pants. Is that something to do with the dog? Beryl Conleith from Hampstead.
Ah, so they live near the heath. Wonderful, wonderful up there, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, you could get lost on that heath.
You absolutely can, and it sounds like he does. But yes, absolutely beautiful. The ponds, of course.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And of course, the ponds where the gay men do go.
Yes, they do apparently go there.
Yes.
And have a little swim around.
She's perhaps feeling a little bit irritated about washing the bloodied pants.
Yes. Although, you know, that's part of being a wife, isn't it? You know, we've all had to swish through bloodied pants from time to time when men come home. It's a normal part of being, you know, in a relationship, really.
Absolutely.
You know, she doesn't say... that. She mentions a dog at the end.
Well, she's saying, is that something to do with the dog? No, Beryl, it probably isn't.
No, although it may be. You know, she doesn't say what sort of dog it is. We don't know whether the dog is...
actually, having said that, the photograph here is of a very big, very handsome dog.
It's a gorgeous dog.
That's a good-looking dog.
That's a very good-looking dog.
It's possible that hubby has been perhaps enjoying something more than just romping about with that dog, which may be causing the bloodying. Also, it's possible that he just has a cluster of piles, as most men do,
yes,
that are bursting on the heath.
Exactly.
He might be walking around, walking the dog.
Yes.
And that motion is crushing the piles together.
That's it, the vigorous motion of picking up the stick and throwing it and walking quickly in reasonably tight joggers. That's going to cause rupturing in the back passage. Yes, it's unclear, really. Beryl, unless you write a longer letter and explain exactly what your problem is with, it's rather hard to untangle this,
absolutely,
isn't it, Joan?
But, absolutely.
But anyway, good luck.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I recently met a lady at a cuddle party, and when she said she didn't want sex, I said, well done for taking care of yourself, and then managed to wipe the tip of my penis around her anus. Is this okay? She didn't seem to think so. Alan Ottoman from Soho.
Oh, Alan. Yes, it's a difficult letter, this, isn't it, Joan?
Well, it is, because I do think these cuddle parties are rather confusing. It's for apparently a non-sexual way of being intimate with strangers. Generally speaking, people are naked or certainly just down to their undies.
And little thongs or sort of peephole bras.
Yes, and you get a lot of these guys there and a lot of these rather desperate women who frankly are looking for something a little bit sexy.
Yes, of course they are.
But are sort of pretending they're not.
No, I mean, I think this is nonsense. A cuddle party is essentially a sex party. People are delusional if they go along to a cuddle party and think that that's simply what they're going to get. It's just basic fact. A guy gets a whiff of a thong or a peep of a peephole boob, and he's naturally going to want to go at whatever part of the body he's spied, and his penis will be honing in, zoning in, and searching around for us, you know, as happened in this instance, an anus to wipe his end of his penis around, or indeed to push into and go in and out and in and out and have a jolly good old.
Exactly. I mean, it's very much like a sort of periscope, isn't it, coming up from us? Yeah. Submarine.
It is almost like a little blind worm coming up and searching for a titbit out of the earth, scrabbling around.
Angry mole just heading its way towards whatever it can find a place to burrow itself into.
Indeed, a sort of anteater seeking out the grubs and pushing his snout in and out.
And of course, the anus will be covered in grubs.
Yes. Well, especially if it's somebody who's regularly attended these cuddle parties, they're renowned for passing on little grubs and tiny little insects of various kinds. You know, it's not a huge problem, but it just means that you've just got to take an antiseptic wipe or something so that you can give yourself a good old wipe round afterwards.
Baby wipes are just as good.
Yes.
Very, very good indeed. You'll probably find your baby wipe covered in the grubs.
Yes.
Now, this chap, Alan, says in his long letter, Alan Ottoman from Soho, that he is concerned, as she's basically claiming that he sexually assaulted her, and this is what makes my blood boil.
No, this is nonsense.
I mean, it makes my blood absolutely boil.
I mean, if you're a woman and you're going to a cuddle party, I don't know what you think you're going to. You know, if you're going to turn up in a thong or a crotchless panty or, as you say, naked, who in their right mind won't be trying to have a go at you? You know, that's what we're here for. It's all a very natural process. And I do rather wonder at these ladies who say, you know, I said no, but he still insisted on X, Y or Z.
Exactly. I mean, Alan sent a photograph of the lady. Mm. She's called Grace. She is wearing a crotchless frontal and crotchless buckle. Pant.
Yes.
So both the vagina and the anus are absolutely open for business.
Yes, exactly. And essentially those are just sort of an elasticated waist and a bit of elastic around each thigh and nothing.
Very much like the old-fashioned sanitary towel with a belt.
Exactly.
It's a sanitary belt.
It's a sanitary. It actually is a sanitary belt,
I think
it
is. I think she's sewn a bit of lace around the edges.
She's taken the loop out of the undercarriage section and used that as a mock-up of a panty.
Mm.
But yes, she's certainly not... in the business of saying no with that sort of garment on, is she?
Not really.
No.
And I think the fact he just, all he did was wipe the tip of his penis around her anus. Mm, it's not, it didn't appear that he even managed to get it in.
No.
Although it's surprising because that was very much quite flared.
Yes. No, it's a, and you can see actually with these panties, you can see that she has got what we call a flared anus, which is unfortunately, it's a reaction that a lady can't help, but it's again, it's very natural. When the anus senses an erect member in within, I think it's something like 3 feet, the anus will naturally, as the vagina does, flare open. It's brightly coloured. You'll see the inside red, and that's to attract the penis in. It's rather like a sort of
baboon.
A baboon inviting its mate in for a, well, I'm going to say cuddle, but I think we all know what,
well,
what
anal
I
cuddle,
mean.
Really,
anal cuddle, essentially, yes. But yes, so, you know, I don't know. If you're going to go and you don't want anal penetration, I would suggest you wear a pair of shorts or something to stop this anal flare being so visible. Really.
Absolutely, yeah. I really don't think you have anything to worry about there.
No.
Good luck.
Good luck to you both.
Well, for those of you who rather relentlessly snubbed our hardback version of Dear Joan and Jerrica, Why He Turns Away, we've got other options available, haven't we, Jerrica?
We absolutely have. We've got some very wonderful oral versions of it, Audible or ebook. I've no idea what these things are, of course, but I'm told that you can just plug in and listen. And of course, the beauty is that you've forgotten, as many people do, I'm afraid, particularly these selfish ladies, forgotten to buy your lover or husband a Valentine's gift, too busy worrying about weight gain in lockdown and so on. You can purchase this immediately, can't you, Joan?
Absolutely, and do, because it's a very, very sexy book.
It's
sex on legs.
Absolutely, sex on legs. It'll get all your juices flowing for some wonderful Valentine's lovemaking and oral pleasuring.
Gorgeous.
Well, now we're heading over to our Joan and Jerrica kitchen for Joan some romantic recipe advice, aren't we?
Oh, yes. It's one of your favourites, isn't it? It's a really sumptuous, porky recipe.
Indeed, succulent and drippy and very, very fatty, but very indulgent.
Oof.
Right, so this morning on Cooking with Joan and Jerrica, we're looking at your very own Japanese rolled pork and plums, coriander, soy sauce and spring onion.
Right, so it's very, very easy. You know me, I don't want to spend more than half an hour putting the ingredients together.
Mm.
I have a lady, lovely lady, who goes out and sources wonderful ingredients.
Helen.
Yes. Bless her. Wonderful ingredients. She goes to the markets.
Well, she's got a brilliant sense of smell.
She has. She's got a... What's happened with her, and it's a long story, but I won't go into whole medical history, but what's happened with her is she's actually got enhanced and empowered senses of smell, of taste, and indeed of hearing. So mm-hmm. she can, for example, hear when they if they deliver a fresh batch of courgettes at the other end of the market, she'll get...
she can hear them.
She absolutely can. She can
hear... Well, she can hear the texture of the thud of a courgette.
She can identify that from an aubergine falling into a wooden box. She's identified an extraordinary range of different vegetable sounds.
Mm. I love this because of, I love that sweet with the plums and the soy sauce against the sort of coriander, which I find such a fresh herb.
It's lovely, yes.
It's a real love-hate thing for some people, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, some people are violently allergic to coriander and will have all sorts of reactions, both physical and mental, in terms
well,
of...
Well, I know they can cause sort of bipolar
Can cause
problems.
A bipolar breakdown, particularly coupled, in this instance, ironically, with the spring onion.
So you're starting off with washing the plums, running the knife around them and twisting away to get rid of the stones and so
yes,
forth.
Yes.
With the pork itself, I know you've a curious way of trimming off all the fat.
Yes. So I will do this with my teeth. Some people find this unpalatable. Again,
unhygienic.
Again, it's a cultural thing.
But I know you wear a little sort of plasticky thing in your mouth.
It's essentially, it's like a rubber...
Femidon.
It's exactly. It's like a Femidon. In fact, when I first started doing this, I did use Femidons. But I found that the flavour and the sort of textural...
I loved the Femidons.
Yes, what happened to Femidons?
I don't know. No, I thought they were absolutely wonderful.
They were good fun, weren't they?
I really
they?
Enjoyed, you know... I would always put one in before a night out.
Pop one in anyway.
Yes.
Didn't
yes.
do any harm, did
yes.
it? Didn't do any harm.
Well, it means that you didn't have to stop in the middle of everything, which is why, you know, most guys don't like condoms.
No.
Who can blame them?
No.
They don't get enough pleasure, do they?
No, you can't
that
feel
way
a thing.
Around.
No.
And you could say, well, how do they get the pleasure with the Femidon? Because they're sort of pumping away into a plastic bag. I don't know the answer. I mean, maybe that's why the Femidon fell out of fashion.
Yes, quite literally. Yes.
I mean, they would fall out.
They did on occasion. I mean, I've had, I don't know about you, but you know, you go out for dinner and you get up to go to the ladies and it just plops out at your feet, which is awkward. But I mean, I got very good at scooping it back and popping it
yeah,
back
pretending
in before anyone had noticed.
Yeah, you dropped your fork or something.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, napkin.
Anyway, so back to this. You've
yes.
got a wee version of this in your
That's
mouth
it.
So that you can bite off the fat around the pork.
Yes, and then that will then store. You can pop that in a bowl or a plastic box.
The fat. It,
the fat. The fatty sections, and you can store that in the fridge for nibbles or...
Like crackling or
yes,
whatever.
Indeed.
Yes,
indeed. Or uncooked crackling, I suppose.
Right.
Just nibble to nibble at if you're peckish, and particularly if the weather's cold.
I think also it's been used, I know Gwyneth Paltrow does this obviously with coconut, but I think you can use the uncooked pork fat, the rind, to just rub on your teeth and gums
yes, to
as
clean
a
them.
Freshener.
Yeah, clean them in a breath freshener, yes. That's
You wouldn't think it with pork, would you?
You wouldn't. It's funny, isn't it? I think there's a lot of stigma around pork, and I know there are certain religions that don't have anything to do with pork and won't have it in the house or indeed anywhere near anybody, particularly they're menstruating. But... I'm a big fan of pork, and long may
likewise, I don't want to really go a day without pork.
No, why? And there's no need. And there are so many different recipes, pork-based, as we've said.
How are you cooking the pork?
You want to blanch it, so that's essentially putting it in a large bath of hot water. You can do it in the on the stove, or if you have a large piece like this, you'll probably want to pop it in the bath.
But a hairdryer wouldn't work.
I haven't tried a hairdryer, but I don't see why not. Yeah.
You don't see it used in the kitchen that much?
The hairdryer? No, you don't. But actually, I think it's rather a good idea. I mean, we do use it for the beetroot puree. We will hairdry that on the bed of lettuce. Do sometimes use it for the lumpfish roe, if that's a little bit runny.
Oh, I love that recipe. That's so
great, isn't
good.
It?
Yeah.
A little bit indigestible, as my husband says. That it makes him burp a lot, and sometimes he gets the odd egg
burst
pops out. But when because he's got the tracheotomy, it's not always easy.
Because it comes out of the hole.
It's sort of scatterguns out if he coughs as he's eating or whatever.
Mm. And then you're just sort of Swiss rolling that up, really, aren't you, with all the different bits and pieces, the veg and so forth.
And jam
and
cream.
Simple, isn't it? I love the jam and cream because it's not just Japanese.
No, exactly. It's a fusion. Mm. It's a fusion dish.
I love fusion cooking. I think it's really, really nice.
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, as we were talking about earlier about interracial breeding, this is just the same thing. It's just combining the best of... the worst of. And then you're going to fry that off in duck fat. You fry that off, and then, as you say, you Swiss roll it up, put in your various, whatever you want to put in, almost anything can go into this, and then you pop it in the oven for 4 hours at 180 degrees.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.